Yeah, roger that. Oh man, I remember when MFJ came out with that tuner, antenna, checker, whatever it is. Boy, that was a cat's meow. The guy that made me the wire antenna, he has one. And supposedly this this antenna is all tuned, all for resonance and everything. Just got to stretch it out and, you know, put it where I'm going to put it. According to him, it's all tuned. But I have an MFJ tuner laying around here, antenna tuner laying around here somewhere too, so I figured, you know, that's that. But, oh man, I remember when the antenna analyzer, that's what I'm talking about, when MFJ came out with that antenna analyzer, and that was the... That was a cat's meow right there, roger.
Yeah, technology's nice to have, especially when you're building your own antennas. But man, I think you could just pull that thing out and just put it up on a couple trees, and then when you're done, take it down. Or even at nighttime, you could put it up and no one would see it. I know when I was using different wire, I ordered up a big spool of speaker wire, I think it was 12 gauge. And that's what I've been using now, it's the red and black, and then you separate it. That was the cheapest route for me. And then, but I had some wire prior to that for my, you know, for work type stuff. And I used that, and I think it was green or blue. It was really hard to see up in the trees. Like, I couldn't see it, it just blend in, it just something about it. And then the yellow would stick out, but I could never see that other leg that well. Everyone that came over and they're looking, you know, looks like it's just one leg on the tree. But that green or blue, I'd look into that. I think it was blue, like a dark blue.
Roger that, WSFZ 793 for identification purposes. Yeah, years ago, I was living in a trailer, and the same guy, the same friend who made me this wire antenna, he made me a half-wave wire antenna for CB. I was in the CB, but I couldn't run at the trailer park. They wouldn't let me put an antenna up. And he made me this wire antenna, and we stretched it up across the roof, you know, along the center of the roof. It was a horizontal, but it, you know, it was better than nothing. That thing had a flat match. I didn't need no tuner or nothing. He knows how to use that MFJ analyzer pretty well, because it tuned up flat, full flat throughout the whole band. Didn't need no tuner or nothing there, roger.
Yeah, good deals. Good deals. That's always nice when you got a good match. And, that made me think of some other people that they'd run wire right straight up in their attic, you know, and make it work all discreet. Nobody knows it's there.
WRMQ 805 HT. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, 805. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and pull out to the side, man, let you all talk. Yeah, I knew people that had, antennas in their attics, on the CB days, and they got out pretty well with them. But before I go, yeah, I was already eyeing the attic here, for that, wire antenna. I was thinking about, see if I can run it up there and do something about it. Anyway, I'm gonna pull off anyway, man. I gotta finish this Sony radio. I'm putting it's got a blown front end transistor, and I gotta deal with it. So I was taking a break. I didn't mean to take this long of a break. You gentlemen have a good day. Merry Christmas and everything else like that. WSFZ 793. I'm aside.
Hey, 73 is Merry Christmas to you, and yeah, good luck with that. That'd be cool if it works out for you. Other station I heard out there, go ahead.
WRMQ 805, 793, I actually wanted to talk to you for just a minute because I was listening to your conversation about your homeowners association and putting up an antenna.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I've got a friend of mine who is a ham, and he had to deal with the homeowners association, and he put his antenna up, and when they went after him over it, because those kinds of things are supposedly banned, it turns out that amateur radio is considered part of the nation's emergency infrastructure. You can pretty much drop the federal government on your HOA's head if you put that antenna up and they fuck.
Now, you know, something in the back of my head tells me I remember hearing something about that. I didn't, but it's been so long, I forgot about that. Because I'm just figuring, you know, they're going to give me a hard time, because you're right around this neighborhood and stuff. There ain't no antennas on the roofs or anything. But, yeah, I think I heard something about that. It was years ago, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. It's a fact. This was just a few years ago that my friend did that, and I just started laughing because, you know, I can't stand HOAs anyways. I think they're stupid, and they don't really have that much legal power. But I was just going, you know what? He might need to have his memory poked about this one, because the rest of the conversation tells me you've been using radios for a long time.